In Texas, state lawmakers advanced a bill yesterday that would raise the minimum age to buy a semi-automatic rifle from 18 to 21. The vote was unexpected, but two Republicans joined Democrats to move the bill out of committee. The news shocked advocates who've been gathering at the State House to call for tighter gun laws after yet another mass shooting in Texas over the weekend. Here's what it sounded like when the votes were tallied. Let's bring in Brett Cross, who lost his 10-year-old son, Uzziah Garcia, in the Uvalde shooting last year. He and other families from Uvalde have been pushing to get this bill passed. He's at the state capitol in Austin today. Brett, welcome back to Here and Now.
Hi, thank you.
We heard those cheers, Brett, erupting in the committee room when the bill got enough votes to advance. What was that moment like for you?
So it was almost surreal. If you watch the video, you can see everybody cheering, but the families who lost kids in Uvalde, we were still stunned. And it took a few seconds for us to realize that they had actually voted yes to get it out of committee.
I mean, you and other family members have been pushing for this and more, I must say, since that moment. The images that you mentioned from the Austin State House of the mothers, the fathers, the children protesting was so powerful. Is this a sign to you that your message is finally getting through?
Yes, ma'am. And I think what it is I think that people are starting to see that the government, we don't work for the government. The government works for us. And we, the people, have more power than we think. So I feel like this is a strong symbol that we can get stuff done if we come together and push for change.
And I want to ask you, Brett, because obviously the Democrats are behind you, but there's never been really willingness on the Republican side. This is just the first step for this legislation. It made it out of a House Select Committee. What do you make of their decision? Do you see some new willingness from Republicans in legislation to tighten gun laws?
Yes, ma'am, I do. And I think it's coming to the point where people are starting to vote with their morals instead of just party affiliation. I think our stories touch them, you know, the images that we have shown them of our children and, you know, videos of them playing, and they're no longer here. So I think that it is coming to a head where people are starting to realize that this is real. Like, this isn't just something that you see on TV. This happens to everyday citizens everywhere. You know, it's not a matter of if it's going to happen to you. It's a matter of when.
Yeah. And it just did happen again this past weekend, another mass shooting at the outlet mall in Allen, in which a 5-year-old was killed. But Brett, that shooter was 33. So I'm just wondering, raising the age to buy a semi-automatic rifle, it's currently 18. The bill says it would raise to 21. That wouldn't have stopped what happened in Allen. How do you think it might help in the future, though?
So, you know, if you look at the majority of these school shootings, that is where it will more than likely help the most, is because our shooter had just turned 18. If you look at the shooter in Santa Fe, in Parkland, all of these, you know, Sandy Hook, all of these shooters are under the age of 21, and they're going back into schools, mostly the schools that they went to do this. But this is Texas, and we know that we want an assault rifles ban federally, but we know we're not going to get that in Texas. So Texas, we have to fight for what we feel is possible. And 18 to 21 isn't that big of a stretch.
Yeah. You know, I want to ask you that it's kind of step one. Now the bill is headed to the House Calendars Committee, which sets the schedule for the full legislature. You're meeting with the Calendars Committee today. What's the likelihood that this bill will get another vote?
I have hope that, you know, that they will, but so far from the meetings that we've gotten, it doesn't seem like they're willing to. And unfortunately, Dustin Burroughs is the chair of that committee, who voted no yesterday. And so we went and talked with his staff and everything. And, you know, their staff was like, well, he made it pretty clear with his vote. And I'm like, but let other people vote on it. Let's bring it to the floor and let's do this, because this is something that Texas doesn't do, but Texas is falling behind. Texas is not the Texas that, you know, we grew up in and that we were raised in. This is a Texas that cares more about money and guns than it does the actual people. And there's only so long that you can choose money and guns over people before the people fade away. And all that's left is the money and the guns.
Brett, I want to ask you about how you and your family are doing. It's been almost a year since you lost 10-year-old Usaya. How are you all doing?
We take it day by day. You know, we like to say that we don't really have good days, but we have all right days. And those are the days that we strive for. And we just take it day by day. If we can make it through another day, then that's another day, you know. And so, I mean, we work through it, we push through it, you know, we're in therapy, you know, but it's hard. And it's something that, you know, we will live with for the rest of our lives. And that is why we fight so hard, so that other people don't have to go through this.
Brett Cross lost his 10-year-old son in the Uvalde school shooting last year, and he's at the Austin State House pushing for tighter gun laws. Brett, thank you so much.
Thank you.